Welcome to the Wedlake Bell Legal Podcast, covering a range of legal topics including updates from our four practice groups: private client, real estate, business services, and dispute resolution.
This is a Wedlake Bell Legal Podcast on health and welfare decision making. My name is Anne Stanier. I am a partner in the private client team at Wedlake Bell. I've been in practice for over 30 years. Today, I'll be explaining why each of us should sign a lasting power of attorney, or LPA for health and welfare decisions. At a time when you may have a health crisis in your life, or in the life of someone close to you, there'll be nothing worse than not being able to take decisions. Let me explain what I mean. A lasting power of attorney is a document that appoints others to act as your health and welfare decision makers when you can no longer take those decisions yourself because you lack mental capacity. The decisions I'm talking about include speaking to your doctors, discussing treatment options, giving or refusing medical treatment, arranging your care needs, where you should be treated, whether you want life-sustaining treatment or not, who you want to have contact with or who can visit you, obtaining copies of your medical notes. What would happen if you did not have such a power of attorney? You might think that the person closest to you would be the only person who would be consulted. You'd be wrong. Firstly, in order to take a best interest decision for you, the doctors, social services, and family members would all have a right to be involved. Very often court proceedings would be necessary to resolve the question. This causes delay and can be expensive if you want to get involved. We have all seen the difficult life and death decision making that takes place in the courts concerning small babies or those in a persistent vegetative state. What you may not realise is that many families get caught up in health and welfare issues every day. With an LPA for health and welfare, you are appointing your own decision makers as your attorneys. They are then empowered to act for you at that critical time. We can discuss with you the choices you need to make. These are, for example, who to appoint as your attorneys. Should you give them powers over life-sustaining treatment? If you're appointing more than one, do you want them all to act together? Do you have particular wishes or instructions you want them to act on or take account of? In order to instruct us to take your instructions and to prepare an LPA, please contact me, Anne Stanier, on 0207 674 0577 or by email at astanier@wedlakebell.com or speak to another member of the team on 0207 395 3000. Thank you.
You just listened to the Wedlake Bell Legal Podcast. If you liked our episode and want to know more, then check out our website, www.wedlakebell.com. Wedlake Bell. Building relationships is at the heart of everything we do.